This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 23, A Hated People. Our reading comes from John chapter 15. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them the works no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. As it is, they have seen and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. This may be one of Jesus' hardest teachings, especially if you tend to be a people pleaser. Jesus wants us to understand that his followers will sometimes be at odds with the values of the world. As a result, there will be times when we pay a relational price for following him. But will we be hated? Disliked? Probably. Misunderstood? Sure. But hated? That sounds pretty extreme. Yet Jesus chooses strong language here for a reason. Putting God first will create friction. It's a threat to people and systems that have a vested interest in their own ambitions and ways of doing things. Jesus invited people into the kingdom of God, and this resulted in his death on a cross. Why? Because his teachings represented a threat to the religious leadership. Following Jesus meant having less power, status, and attention, so their response was to get rid of the competition and protect their own interests. Since that's how Jesus was treated, should we be surprised to encounter hardship in our own lives because of our faith in him? No. Yet in spite of resistance in this world, God remains faithful to his people. Through the Spirit, we can be empowered and refreshed to continue the work God calls us to do. And in community, we can find the support to keep following Jesus, no matter what it costs us. Pray with me. Lord, give me the courage to stay faithful, even when others criticize or condemn me for my faith in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.